This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That's one of my favorite lines. No, I went to school to be this stupid. What are you talking about? Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know the drill, being part of the conversation. You know, there is a lot happening. You know who comes out after the first break? Oh, there you go. That would help, right? Brad Dacus joins us after the first break, and I really do always appreciate when he's on with us. You get so much insight. You know what I mean? You get a lot of insight from Brad. He's dealing with the stuff. He's protecting not just Christian principles. He's protecting pastors. He's protecting the rights of kids in school, students in school, all across the country. And I don't know about you guys, but it's a big deal for me. And not just because I'm on, you know, a school board. I'm part of a school board trust, you know, a trustee on a school board. But really, I see and hear and talk to some of these kids who feel marginalized because of their belief system or because they're conservatives. I know some of you out there going, oh, poor conservative kids. Well, you know what? Think if you're for bullying or if you're against bullying, for bullying, you know what I mean? If you're against bullying, you should be against it for anybody, any group, any reason. Well, except for bullying the bullies. Anyway, you get what I'm saying, though. And kids are bullied for all kinds of reasons. How they dress, how they look, how they talk. You know, kids that are overweight. Again, I'm not for any of this. But we almost make it sound like kids are bullied for one particular reason, one specific reason. And this is what's starting to get me nuts in education, which is everything has to do with one certain group. And I'm not talking about the black community or whatever, but you know, whether it's black or gay or Hispanic or, you know, lesbian, it doesn't matter what it is. And we're pounding, you know, I don't even know how I got this road, but we're pounding on teaching kids not to bully, but there's so much more to it than just telling them that's wrong. Showing them what it looks like, whatever it is. Some of these kids are learning at home from what they're seeing at home. So for the education system to think they can take that on and fix it by trying to fix the child, I personal belief, it's not working. It's not the right way to go, and it's not working. So I think they should look at a whole new way to deal with some of this stuff. And then we're so caught up now in social justice. I was doing a story the other day about this. I'll probably do it in the second hour about education. We're so caught up in all these social graces, the social needs, the social whatever, that we're letting other things fall to the wayside. It seems to be so much more important to teach, I don't know. You know, teach kids about gender fluidity than it is to add and subtract, to know about history, to comprehend. I heard a number today was flooring about what they spend in a place like Baltimore. And again, if you want to hear the specifics, you're going to have to come back. in the next hour. And for those of you who think that, you know, we don't spend enough money in education, then you would have to explain to me why some of the most successful school districts in the state, or not to say the country, aren't the ones that are getting the most amount of money. How is that? Somebody I know well got mad at me because in an interview, we were talking about the why a certain district that I'm familiar with wasn't going on strike. They were working with the district, the trustees, to get the numbers worked out. So they wouldn't have to go on strike, and yet you have something like, you know, LAUSD was going on strike, and it wasn't just because of more pay. There were a whole bunch of other things that had very little to do with education as a whole. When the reporter asked me, I said, because the teachers that we're dealing with give a crud about education. They give a crud about the kids. Which the other person took as an insult to LAUSD teachers. I didn't say all teachers didn't care about kids there. But the teachers, if the teachers' union is so strong, if the teachers believe in the union so much, and I hear a lot from the teachers how they don't like what the union is doing in some of the negotiations, then speak up. Refuse to send your money in. Show up at their board meetings and shut them down. Why do you let them get away with it? If you look, we see it all the time. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. You see it all the time. When you believe in something, you make noise. I'm not telling you to burn the place down by any stretch of the imagination, but I am telling you, make noise. Get involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure. Why won't Mitch McConnell respect Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wishes? CNN is all about this. They're all miffed. Here's why. It's not legal. Not that it's illegal. But if you follow the mandate of the Constitution, and actually, maybe her dying wish is one thing. What she said and what she has said, we have plenty of video, we have articles she's written. She was totally for doing this. And she talked to us. She's not for packing the court. You guys have heard all kinds of sound bites on that. I don't have to bring it to you. But I'm not the expert her. Expert here. Brad Dake is up next. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, your host, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 8557. Yes, Real Joe. There's only one of me, thank God. Real Joe, 857-325-5563. Also, if you want to, you want to be noticed by text alert, text message, whatever you call it, you can simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You know, I always appreciate your time with me. And again, I tell you, I'm not joking, but I'm serious when I say I try to bring the experts on. You know, I can't stand these guys. When I used to go on CNN, one of the jokes that I used to make is we're all a bunch of talking mouths, but very few people on those shows are actually experts. You know, they call on us because we're in this mess all day long like we have a clue. So I try to bring the actual experts on who actually do have a clue, who actually fight this stuff on a daily basis on our behalf. Anyway, I love this guy. I love bringing him out with me. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that's doing great things all across the country to protect your rights. It's really that simple. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, great to be on the program. Thank you, Joe.
Always a lot. And this is like a dream few week in the sense of all the stuff that's going on, and you really have a clue as to what's happening. I mean, they're screaming. The Dems are screaming. why won't we respect the wishes of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And I'm saying, wait a minute. Do you think you guys for one second would respect the wishes of Clarence Thomas based on how you treated him during confirmation? These guys are amazing.
Yeah, they are. They are. And there's nothing in the Constitution that requires you to heed the final wish of a justice who passes away. That's folly. And the Constitution is very clear that it's the nominees can happen. When there's a vacancy, the president can issue a nominee, and at the advice and consent of the Senate, have that nominee approved and fill that vacancy. But I think it's interesting is the fact that, people are saying, you shouldn't be able to do this. It's the election year. This is outrageous. This is unheard of. This is impeaching him. Well, if they did their history, they would realize that out of the 9 times in history when you had a vacancy in election year, and you had the same party occupying the White House as the Senate, 8 out of 9 of those times, they filled that vacancy in the election year. No problem. Okay, I mean, and then get this. People say, then McConnell was a hypocrite. He should have, cooperated and filled the one when Obama was president, when the Republicans had the majority. Well, let's look at history. Of the 8 occurrences where you had a vacancy in an election year where you had a different party in the White House, i.e. Obama versus the Senate, which is Republicans, McConnell, out of those 8, only one resulted in approval of the president's nominee. Of the other 7, the Senate said, no, we're going to wait till after the election and go from there. We don't agree with the president, so we're going to see if the people of America want to change this and change directions, which is exactly what the people did. So I think that it's very important for people to understand that what this president is doing is, number one, fully, unequivocally constitutional, and number two is it flows very nicely with history and the past practices of the filling the vacancies of Supreme Court justice.
And it's very important because we already know this election is going to be contested 5 ways to Sunday. And if the rallies, and again, I don't have a crystal ball, but if the rallies are any indication of how Trump is going to win, and the people in the street that some of these reporters in the street are talking to, it looks like this is going to be a landslide victory for him.
I think it's definitely there. The capacity is definitely there. And the polls that show Biden ahead by 2 points here and 3 percentage points there in key states, that's very tight. And when you compare it with where Trump was in the last time election, there was a good number who were not responding to the polls, not giving the answer. So it looks like we could have a landslide, but only if there is a strong, resolute turnout of Trump supporters. And I am cautiously optimistic that there will, given what we have weighing in the balance in terms of our freedoms, our liberties, and future court appointments of the Supreme Court and otherwise.
Well, I believe in the people are getting it because I've seen what's happening in the street. I see, on a daily basis, how rank-and-file Democrats now are responding, not just to questions, but what they see going on. And the response isn't always, I'm going to vote for that Trump guy. The response is almost always from rank-and-file, like, I don't know what the Democrats are doing. And even Democrats that they were interviewing in New York City where they were talking about how Joe can't finish, can't string 2 sentences together. So I think there's a lot of things at play here. They're watching what's happening in these Democrat cities across the country. They're watching what's going on. I mean, how many people said, or did you hear say, after the Kavanaugh hearings, they decided, they really saw what their party was all about and decided that was it for them. So I think between that and a bunch of other stuff, I think you're going to see even Democrats turn out in big numbers for Trump.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially in those states and cities that have seen the violence.
Yep.
And the Democrats are throwing up their arms saying, what, you know, this is just way out. You're not even doing your job. You're not protecting we the people. So I think we're going to see some real good turnouts in, for example, Wisconsin, Minnesota, where Minneapolis is, and, you know, Michigan, where they have, you know, issues there, obviously with the rioting, Pennsylvania. You know, I think we're going to see the people get out and vote, a lot of Democrats. But we have to realize Democrats, though, are playing by a different rule book. As far as the violence and the riots,
right.
They're still playing that, trying to scare people with, if you reelect Trump, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to just have total chaos. We're going to do total rioting, and, of course, nothing bad is going to happen to us. That's their thinking. And the reality is if they go that course and we have Trump in the White House, we're going to see a very strong hand come down with law and order against these hoodlums that are really creating and destroying America. And if we give in to them and we get put in a softie and who acquiesces, all we're going to do is guarantee more of it and more of it. And something much, much darker and more sinister for our country. So we need to stand up against it. We need to elect Donald Trump for president again.
Yeah, I totally agree. But let's not stop there, because I keep telling people the same thing. We're going to have 4 more years of this times 10 if he doesn't keep the Senate and own the House. And we'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless America. Don't go far. You need to be praying for this nation, people. I don't know what you're waiting for. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 200,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus pandemic. The White House claims the death toll in this country, already the highest in the world, could have been worse. In an interview for WJBK Fox Detroit, President Trump says his administration is doing an amazing job against the virus.
We're doing extremely well, relatively speaking. If I wouldn't have closed down, we could have had 2 million deaths right now, 2.5 million. We shouldn't have any.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said during a roundtable discussion outside of a Detroit barbershop that President Trump has confused the government's effort against the virus.
We heard his taped conversation when he told Bob Woodward he knew this thing was airborne and could kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or you can always just text me. Not text me. I'm sorry. You can always send me a message to, joe@therealside.com. All right, no, I'm excited because I've been dying to talk about this with somebody who has a clue all week long. That's why I bring Brad Dacus in with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, as we lovingly refer to. And Brad, before we get rolling and get into the conversation and get lost, tell people what the great job you guys do, what you're doing, and how they can help you.
Certainly. We have offices across the country now. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We have attorneys across the country. And we're sort of unique, as you know, Joe, in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And we have great resources empowering citizens to their rights. We have over 50 cases in active litigation right now. If people like to keep up with those cases and receive our Legal Insider newsletter, or they'd like to support our work as a nonprofit 501c3, they can do that by going to our website, pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org.
It's that simple, people. You know, some of you will sit there, and I get your emails, again, you complain about certain things. Get off the keyboard, all right, or actually get on the keyboard, head over to the website, give up that expensive cup of coffee that you get from time to time. You know, $5 here, $10 here adds up. I mean, I prefer to get the $1,000 gifts. Those are always nice. But seriously, when people give small amounts, you get a bunch of small amounts, you know that people are listening, they're paying attention, and the heart is they want to help out, just like the widow's two mites. I mean, it's a big deal, bigger than you think. Some people don't give because you're embarrassed to throw $5, $10. Don't be embarrassed. Give what the heart tells you to give. All right. Let's get back to, we were talking about whether Trump is going to be supported or not, and this legal stuff. I love the fact that now, who's it, Schumer screaming about they're going to pack the court when they win. And I'm thinking, when Trump wins, if you want to send a shutter down the spine of all those people, when he wins, he should come out the day or 2 days after the election and say, you know what, I think Chuck Schumer's right. I think we need more members on the court. So I'm going to appoint 4 more like they want me to. They would all pass out. Right, Brad? I mean, think about it.
They would. They would. And, you know, I don't think President Trump would do that. And the reason, I think, is he understands full well, as I think even Schumer deep down does, that basically what that action would do would mean the death knell of the independence of the judicial branch. Because basically what happens then is then, let's say that the Democrats win and Biden packs the court with another 4 justices. and then let's say the next election Republicans win and they take the Senate and the White House, well, then they can just pack the court with another 8 justices. And then they get the majority and get their people in. Well, then the next election, well, you see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
We could have more people on the Supreme Court, number one. We could have more people on the Supreme Court than we do in the Senate, number one. Number two, it becomes merely the puppet of whoever's in power. Now, our founding fathers, in writing the Constitution, didn't realize that such inept, short-sighted corruption could actually take place in our country. So they didn't put an actual numerical number of the number on the court, but it is extremely telling of how short-sighted and how dangerous people like Schumer are when making these kinds of threats that literally threaten the foundation of an independence of a third branch of government, which in the end could be open the door for all kinds of corruption for those who's in power and the other two branches, the legislature and the White House.
Yeah, I had read articles about that. First of all, they were never meant to have the power they have today. That's kind of my understanding when I'm reading about
right.
how the branches were broken up. Number two is, I should go back and finish this book, but the Supreme Court was actually housed under the Senate. It was kind of like a swipe at them saying, hey, you're not as important as you think you are. And their job was never to write law or to break law. Their job was always to render an opinion when challenged, and Congress was to take it back up again and fix the law, whatever it was. So they've gotten to the point somewhere down the road, and I don't know where, you're the legal expert, they got so much power, and I personally believe it's wrong. It's not where they're supposed to be.
Right. Well, it actually, the early 1800s, Marbury versus Madison, and the question is, does the Supreme Court have the final say on issues of law or in interpreting the law in the Constitution versus Congress when they pass something? Can the Supreme Court say, well, that's unconstitutional, that can't go into effect, da da da? And they said yes. So we gave that was our first bump up in terms of power. But then when we have like the Equal Protection Clause or the substantive due process and some of these. Some of this language that came with the 14th Amendment in particular, it opens this door to some nebulous, ambiguous language which gives the ability for the court to really just engage in judicial activism. It was just too tempting. And that's when we started seeing the grotesque abuses, and which really accelerated under the Earl Warren Court in the 1950s. And it has accelerated ever since. And that's why people are saying, hey, we want the Constitution respected. We want a nation of the people. We amend the Constitution, not the Supreme Court. You just interpret what the language is. And that's what's so great about the nominees that Trump is looking at. They all respect the original intent and the language of the Constitution. And that would be a wonderful move in the right direction.
So I was going to wait till the end, but you've already approached that. Give me a choice and why, okay? Before you go down this road, though, I have been joking for the last couple of days. The Democrats are in a real bad spot right now. I mean, an extremely bad spot. There are 4 women that are in the running. The 2 at the top, 1 is Hispanic, 1 is Catholic. She has 7 children. I think 2 of them are adopted from Haiti. 1 is a special needs child. Here is a woman that is successful in her life, has been able to run her family, got a great marriage. How do you come against her? They're really in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, the main argument against her is that she's Catholic. She's a committed Catholic. You know, I mean, like, you have people like Pelosi and Biden who, you know, they tongue-in-cheek their faith. They don't really take it seriously for practical purposes and just in terms of their policies and what they advocate go very much against their alleged faith. But this justice, and she taught at the University of Notre Dame School of Law, she has deep understanding of the law, but she also has deep foundational beliefs, which I think is actually very healthy for a justice to have. It's actually indicative and reflective of the people of our country, because we are a religious people, a religious nation. So we shouldn't see something unusual. But she was, I tell you, Joe, she was blasted explicitly because of her Catholic faith. And,
that's right.
And Feinstein and Harris and Sanders were just all over her because concerned that she was going to take her Catholic faith seriously. That was very alarming. It was almost like a witch hunt, if you will, that I just didn't think we'd see openly and blatantly by the likes of U.S. senators on nationwide television.
No, I think what was funny about Feinstein is that here she is concerned at how the deep faith that some of these, Kavanaugh and others, and even is it Barrett? Is that her last name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Has. And she even made a comment about it. So John Jay, who was the president of the Congress, right, author of the Federalist Papers, he was the original, listen up, people, he's the original Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And what does he do? He prays to God. He thanks God for his word and for his guidance. He goes on to say he thanks the Father to grant as far as proper these imperfect petitions, to accept these inadequate thanksgivings, and to pardon whatever sin that has gotten into him for the sake of his Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? She may have been, I don't know, she's old enough. But can you imagine if Feinstein was around then? She'd go, I'm sorry, Mr. J, we think you might be a little too religious to hold the Chief Justice position, and maybe we might want to take your name off the declaration just in case there'll be questions of us later on. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. It would be very stark. And I think what the message they're sending, and I don't know if they're sending it deliberately, maybe they are, but the message they're sending based on everything they've said is simply this. If you're a committed Catholic, there's no place for you as a judge in the United States. And that's frightening, but that's the message they're sending.
It's frightening because, what are our laws based on? We can prove it. The Ten Commandments and more. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad's still going to be with us after the break. You'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let me just bring it back on. You know how to find me. You hop up on the realside.com, and then there's all kinds of information here, all kinds of stories I hope you enjoy. And I've got some great ones up there. Posted some stories from other people. Hope you enjoy them as well. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and I very much appreciate his time with me. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know, people, we were joking during the break, and I was saying, can you imagine Dianne Feinstein? I think she was just a baby, so couldn't have done it. But can you imagine her around in the days of our founding fathers? You know, John Jay was our first, Supreme Court justice and Chief Justice. And can you imagine her in the interview telling him that he was too religious, that oh my God, you really believe this stuff you talk about? That's basically what she's saying. And you would have to go. And I love this because it shows you that these people really don't study our founding fathers. They really don't pay attention. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, another one, all these guys, Samuel Adams, every one of them have not just one quote, but a multitude of quotes on how they give glory to God, glory to the Lord and Savior. They thank Him for the ability to create this country, the providence He gave them to win the battle against the most... But you see, you got me wound up. Can you tell? The mightiest army on the planet at the time. And yet, we're worried today that people might be too religious to serve on the court. Just, we've lost our minds.
Yeah. It really would be entertaining to watch these senators, Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and Feinstein, who just went all against not only Amy Brett when she was up for a circuit court appointment as being too Catholic, but they lynched other Catholic nominees. Another one was a member of the Knights of Columbus. And they said, well, the Knights of Columbus is associated with the Catholic Church. And, well, you know, so they believe this and they believe that. Is that what you believe? Well, so it's like, what are you talking? The Knights of Columbus is a wonderful community service organization. So because they have moral beliefs, scriptural-based moral beliefs, you know, they're going to be disqualified. And so they've been on a lynch mob against Catholics for these judicial nominees. It's been ongoing. And just how open and expressive they've been about their demise of Catholics and what Catholics believe should come back to haunt them. Kamala Harris, it should come back to haunt her.
I hope so.
I know, I mean, I'm not personally Catholic. I'm Christian. I'm like, you know, that's not my denomination. But it doesn't matter. I would be so hesitant to vote for someone who had such animosity against the rights of individuals to hold their faith and to believe their faith and not be treated like a second-class citizen because of their faith, i.e., because they're Catholic.
I'm in total agreement with you. I don't get it. And I actually, you've known me for a long time. My rant has been for a long time. I have no clue, and I'll say it, you don't have to, how a Catholic can belong to the Democrat Party who goes, you know, whose tenets, they try to throw God out of their platform. I mean, you can't separate politics and religion. You can't do it. God created this government that we have here, this political system that we have. You can't separate the two. You cannot get up, you know, being on a school board, my votes aren't totally based on the Bible, but they're based on biblical principle. You know, that's what drives me. I pray to God to ask Him for the right decisions, how to make the right choices when I'm up there, make sure I'm doing what's right for every child, you know, to the best we can. But I don't know how people say they totally separate the two, because I don't think you can do it. My
right.
personal opinion. But
we want people in the legislature with a conscience. Now, people can be an atheist and still have a conscience, but having a foundation of faith is a bedrock, an anchor for that conscience to keep rationalizations from dominating and allowing us to do things that we otherwise would not do. But it's a stabilizer. It's a conscience stabilizer that is something that's very valuable for people. And then no one everyone has their standards and their beliefs. That those are good for society. They're actually good for the survival of a free society. So we shouldn't look down on it. We should salute it. We should commend it. It's good for people to have a foundation, and that's a good thing for our judges and justices as well.
Yeah, the only thing I push back on a little bit is as the years have gone on, and again, I've got a lot of great atheist friends, and to your point, you know, they've got a lot of good values, but when you don't have anybody higher than yourself to answer to, when you're not looking, if you would, to the creator of the universe for guidance, then the only guidance you have is your own. You can draw on other people, you can draw on other examples, but when you're in at the top, that, for me, for Joe, concerns me a little bit. Because you can always make a decision based on what you believe to be the exact right way to do things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or what you can rationalize. And the sad thing is, law school, 3 years of law school is 3 years of learning how to rationalize and argue. Actually, attorneys are some of those dangerous people when it comes to moral decision-making. It can be, anyway, because... of their gift of rationalizing and their skill of rationalizing as they wish and as is convenient for their own benefit or pleasure of the moment. So it's very important that people ideally, I believe, have a more of a foundation of faith somewhere to drive their conscience and to keep them in check and keep their ability to rationalize in check, which could have disastrous effects in terms of the credibility of our justice system and our judges and the integrity of the whole third branch of government.
All right, so real quick, you skirted the question, but I'm going to make you come back to it. It's funny how the Democrats right now are screaming about how back in 16, they were screaming, you have to do the right thing, you have to follow the Constitution, you have to follow the law. And so I just had this conversation with a Democrat friend of mine, and now all of a sudden you get to do whatever you want to do. And I said, that's really funny. You scream that nobody is above the law. You scream about the since President Trump has gotten in office, all of a sudden you guys found the Constitution, and you may have read it, I don't know yet, but you tell us that we have to follow the Constitution, and here we are wanting to follow the Constitution, not wanting to be above the law, and you're saying, no, you can't follow the law. You have to do what Ruth wants you to do. You have to do what you did in 2016, which was wrong, which we felt was against the law. You guys can't make up the moral road as you go along. Do you see the same thing, or am I missing it?
No, you're absolutely right. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, people need to be reminded, in 2016, she said that there's nothing wrong with filling a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year. That was her saying that. And then ironically, supposedly on her last, wish was that, to hold off on appointing it until after. Well, that's just her personal,
opinion.
Yep. But she said very clearly herself in the last appointee was Kavanaugh. Prior to that with the other justice with Obama was trying to get in, saying, no, there's nothing wrong with filling a vacancy in an election year by the president. And so that was actually her real position. So it's just a political gamesmanship. We need to look at the Constitution. We need to look at history. And when we do, we can see that what the president is doing and what the Senate's doing is right along par with both the Constitution and the historical past actions, similar actions taken for filling vacancies.
Okay, so, all right, I'm not letting you go before you say something. Which one is your choice and why?
Well, Amy Barrett is my choice, my first choice. And the reason, because I think she is very tested. Her pro-life resoluteness is very established. That said, the other candidate out of Florida, she's politically more beneficial to Trump because of her Cuban background. Her parents were Cuban immigrants. She's strong against crime, and for the state of Florida, she's very respected. I think that could be Trump may decide to go in and go for her now, with the understanding of replacing another vacancy that's going to be coming up most assuredly in the next 4 years with Amy Barrett.
Yeah,
with Amy. So that may be the way he goes, because if he's not in the White House, he won't be able to fill some of the other positions that are going to come up. And I think that we're going to have at least 2 to 4 more, actually, in the next 4.5 years.
Well, to prove that mediocre minds think alike, I'm on board with you. Notice I included you in my club. It's funny because I really like Amy. I really think that she should could be the choice. Although with everything that's going on right now, if he chose, I think her name is Lagoa. She would. Here you have a Hispanic woman, a successful woman. How I want to see them pound on her. And he would shore up 80% of the Hispanic vote if he did that, because they're gonna make fools of themselves. All right, listen, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
PJI.org, PJI.org for Pacific Justice Institute.
All right, there's no reason, people, that you can't find them and you can't help out the organization. Joe Messina, your host, you're stuck with me for 2 hours coming up after this, and I got a lot to say. You don't want to miss this. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a little bit.